Guys, injury report. Guys that did not practice, Dwayne Gratz, Dwight Lowry, Mercedes Lewis, Stephen Burton, Mike Brown, Jeremy Mincy, and Geno Hayes. Limited were Roy Miller, Denard Robinson, and Cecil. Geno's still battling that hip pointer, but I talked about the practice field. He feels really good about, you know, about being ready in the game. We're just keeping it calm down, but he said it was already better than it was yesterday. So
which one of those guys will play?
The guys will play. Roy Miller will play. Denard will play. Cecil will play. Geno will play. The other guys are up in the air. Mike Harris had a personal reason, so we excused him at walkthrough. After walkthrough. During walkthrough, I excused him. So hopefully everything's okay for him.
Tyson.
Yeah. It is different, and this week is he'll see some things that he hasn't seen before either at that position. Some of the things they're doing, we're practicing a lot. But he had a nice game last week. He had a nice game. Did some things. Got pressure on the quarterback, a sack. So I think he's it's coming. He feels like it's heading in the right direction. Where I think it was, pretty solid. But he took a step. And I think he feels better about that. So it's good. It's been a good position change for us.
How's Pastor been practicing the last 2 days?
You know what? He's been good. What we've done, Vito, is had him and Cam, split some reps and create a little competition there. We feel Austin has the, we started off with him. But there's a little competition going on there with those guys. And But he's done good, both those guys. We had really, looking at practice tape yesterday, was really good up front. The offensive line communication was really good. The tempo, it was even where our defensive line said, whoa, it was a little bit different yesterday. And so that was a good sign,
Is Pastor still more likely to start?
Yes.
He's more likely. But you want to
have
a competition.
Yeah, then let's see, we'll see how it goes in there.
What does Pastor bring to the table?
His toughness, he's sharp, he executes his assignments. The things that we ask of him, he does. He'll go to any length to try to get it done. That would be his strengths. The pass pro and stuff, that's yet to be seen. Those are things that, obviously Eugene was pretty good doing that. So that's what we got to see with Austin.
So. You got to see how well he can pass protect. That's the, you figure he can run block okay.
We figure that. So he's done, we've had a couple other pass protection drills going on in practice, one-on-ones in practice. So, we'll see. He did a pretty good job in preseason, but this is a different beast now, so you just have to trust his technique.
Worried about his inexperience. He's only played like a half dozen games, and he's mostly played a guard,
Yeah.
Is that a concern?
Yeah, I think it's, when we sat down and talked about it, we liked the progress that he's made, and we felt like he's earned this opportunity. Cam has also done some good things. I remember what Cam last year in a Green Bay game did a nice job. So he has some traits, too. So I think, between the two of them, we'll find out.
Did you ever sense any frustration
not from day one. We told him, here's our plan. After we drafted him, he was good with it. I know that in his mind, he was like, okay, I really got to attack this because it's new to him. So I think his whole mindset was on, being the best that he could at right tackle and really trying to perfect it. And I don't think any of his thought was, I wish I could go over to left tackle. But with the move to left tackle, I know he's excited about it.
He's comfort.
I think he's more comfortable being on the left side.
The young player's comfort, a huge thing that maybe might get underrated?
I think so. I think it's his comfort level, but it's also now he's playing left tackle, and the speed of the rushers, too, is going to change. Usually the best rusher's on the right side, so he's going to see some speed over there. But, that's one of Luke's attributes is his athleticism.
You talk a lot about Justin over his suspension. He's getting into better shape. Can you see that on the field?
Yes, I can. I even talked to him today about it. I said, how do your legs feel? Good. How's your wind? He goes, much better than I thought. And he's going. We're trying to be smart with him. It's like you want to go out there and get him caught up and everything, but we're trying to be smart with him as well. But he said he felt really good. But he's doing a good job, you know, the cold tubs and treatments and things like that, even at this early stage for him.
If Mincy can't go, who would take his swing spot?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, we're going to look at Avery and Dieterich, both those guys. You know, we haven't had a chance to have Avery up yet. Off of 53, so he would be a guy that we would look at.
Your ends would probably have to play a little more then?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Do you get the sense that the team has processed the Eugene trade?
Yeah.
Has moved on?
I think it stung them a little bit yesterday, which is, you know, rightly so. I mean, I'd be surprised if they didn't feel that. But I think that once we got to the practice field, that, you know, they went back to work. And then today, it was more the same. So I think it was, they've done a really good job handling it, really good.
Peter King said on the TV show last Sunday that you would not want to go to London twice, especially after traveling last week. You think once a year is enough. Has that even been discussed at all among you guys?
No, it's never been brought to my attention, you know.
What, do you have any feelings on that? I mean,
well, you know, maybe ask me when we come back.
Uh-huh.
You know, okay. I know that's what, a couple of games away or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that the trip out to the West Coast was good for our team. I think it was. I know the results we weren't happy with, but as for our team and for our development, I thought it was good. So we'll see. We'll see how the London trip unfolds when we get to it.
Badman said today that the guys up front, they call their own stunts and games.
Yeah, well, it's based on some game planning. And then based on certain looks and things, they get some freedom.
Have you seen them become more diverse in that?
Yeah, I think they're you can see maybe a little bit more of their personality, the games they like. But I think that's critical because it's taught, here's how we can attack it, here's what we would like to do, let's put this game plan together. And then to have them have the ownership to call it off the field, again, when they own it and they're making the calls, you know, you know, I think it's just a little bit different speed now when they run.
Yeah, when you guys make a call, drop a Babbitt or branch in the coverage.
Yes.
Is that just to sort of plug a zone up?
No, that might be because of certain tendencies we may have. It's a certain front that we do it in, and then also some pressures we may do it in. But it would be based on tendencies.
What kind of stress does Ace put on a defense when he's in the slot? Is that...
Well, I think, you know, one of Ace's attributes is his quickness, you know, short area quickness. That's why he's a good punt returner. So whenever you put a guy like that in the slot that has the ability to use that short area quickness, I think it's very beneficial. So, you know, that's more of his game, I think, is inside there.
Are you excited to see what he can do in the slot?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, because now he's matched up against a nickel, you know, depending on what coverages they play, it's good.
Babin said that penalty he got for the late hit, that's just part of his, that happens time to time because of his aggressiveness. And I wondered, is that something that you just have to, well, that's just part of him, or does he have to work
a
little more on that?
Here's what I'll say this. I'll say this as far as penalties up front. At times, Vito, when we ask him to get off, and get off is so important for a defense alignment, for them to have a false start, or, you know, where they jump it, that could happen. That could happen. But to line up offside, you know, or to do things like that, we're better than that. So that part of it. The hit, you know, that's something that the NFL is really emphasizing. We're trying to teach our players. It's in the heat of the battle, and you're this close away, and, you know, we're talking to them about having a method to your madness or having a plan when you attack the quarterback. But when it happens like that, sometimes, you know, those things happen. But, you know, we're looking for repeated offense. Obviously, we don't want it. He doesn't want to do it. But, you know, he's going after the ball. He's going after the quarterback. And sometimes those things can happen. Those penalties are happening. But we just don't want them repeatedly.